This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and we have a ton of new listeners in the past week or so. So hello if you are new, and hello if you're not new. I am so glad that you are here. For those of you that are new, sit back, get comfortable. We keep it really casual around here. We don't have advertisements, no formalities, just chatting, just kind of getting to a point where we can live a life we love in a body we feel really comfortable in and proud of. And hopefully we're going to be friends. I mean, if you're a jerk, we probably won't be, but otherwise, hey buddy, welcome. So sometimes I like to do these shorter, what I call motivational mini-sodes, because I believe a powerful point can be made concisely, sometimes in just a couple of words. And I like to make sure that we all have an arsenal of fiery little power-up messages when we need them. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just have one of those days where I need a little bit of spice, a little bit of energy kicked up, a little bit of direct motivation piped right into my ears so I can say, all right, I've got this. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm refocused. Let's go. So that is what we are doing today. The other day, well, maybe a week or two ago now, I did an episode with Maggie, one of my former clients. It was episode 205. I will link to it in the show notes. It was called How to Use Your Mind to Transform Your Body. I had asked Maggie, who had been through two of my fat loss fast tracks and lost over 50 pounds and over 13 inches around her waist in about a year. I said, what was it that took you from yo-yoing for years and struggling for so long without really getting the results, even though you wanted them? What was that shift? What was responsible for that click when you were able to consistently make progress towards your goals without the up and down and on and off? And you know what she said? If you listened, you knew, but she said, affirmations, the words and the phrases with which she speaks to herself. She didn't say, oh, it was definitely fat loss breakfast. It was definitely counting carbs. It was definitely, you know, counting calories or exercise. No, it was her words. And I couldn't agree more that the words that we use when we speak to ourselves are tremendously powerful. In fact, the other day while I was working through a particularly challenging moment in my own life, I relied on one of my affirmations, and it was such a game-changing experience for me in that moment of struggle that I wanted to kind of take you inside my own self-talk and how that worked for me in a tough moment. And hopefully when you are having a tough moment, you can maybe use this to push through it, push beyond it. I relied on one of my affirmations, and I want to share that affirmation with you. And it is, I am militantly on my own side. I am militantly on my own side. I am on my own team. Without exception, I am ruthlessly and militantly on my own side. And that is really a pretty stark contrast from how I used to operate. I was my own worst enemy. Now I see how absurd that is, but then it was just my standard operating procedure. I didn't even realize that I was the one in my own way, that I was the one screwing everything up. And I certainly, even if I had realized it, didn't know how to change. I wanted one thing, but chose another. I wanted weight loss, but chose Mexican food and ice cream. I wanted to be happy, but told myself how crappy my life was. I wanted to be active and healthy, but I chose to binge watch television. I wanted to lose weight, but I didn't do the work. There was this massive gap between one part of me and another part of me, a massive gap between the life I wanted and the life I was choosing. Not the life I had, not the life that was just given to me, the life I was choosing. Every day my choices were completely in stark contrast to the life that I wanted. I was the problem. I was working against myself. And when I realized that, I started saying, I am militantly on my own side. So many of us are fighting against ourselves with language like, I can't, it's hard, I'm too tired, I'm not motivated, right? Before you worry about changing your eating habits or working out more or sleeping more or finding out if resistant starch or ketogenic diet or intermittent fasting is right for you, get on your own team. Instead of, it's hard, I can't, what's wrong with me, I suck, I'm fat, I'm unmotivated. How about, this matters and I will do it. I'm not sure how, I'm not sure when, but I'm on my own team. I am militantly on my own side. I will find the resources. I will make good choices today. I will not quit because I am militantly on my own side. I will not any longer fight against myself. It's not unusual for me to ask my one-on-one clients if they want to be a victor or a victim. Granted, I know them really well, so I can say things like that without them getting all mad and defensive, although sometimes they do. But I'll say to them, I can't tell right now based on how you're talking or how you're writing. Do you want to be the victim or do you want to be the victor? Because it's super easy to be the victim, but how is that working? Do you want to tell me how hard it is, how you're so frustrated, how you don't understand what's wrong with you and how stressful your life is and how you don't have the time? I mean, I just want to be clear. Is that what you want to be right now, is the victim? Or are we warriors? Are we victors? Do we refuse to be victims of our circumstances, but instead decide that we are victors? We don't have to know the way, but we're going to find it. We don't have to be perfect, but we'll never stop trying. We don't have to have all of the answers, but we certainly won't make excuses or blame it on other people. We ask ourselves, okay, what can I do? Instead of focusing on everything under the sun that I can't do, what can I do? Because I am militantly on my own side. So if I want something, I am going to find a way. I am going to find a way to make this work for me. Another one I tell myself all the time is, I am unstoppable. There's usually an expletive in there, but you know, family show. I am unstoppable. I am militantly on my side. When I am on my own side, nobody else matters. Nobody can be against me when I say, I am in control. I will do this. I will find a way. I will not quit. Everything you need in order to reach your goals is already in you. And you don't have to do the work forever indefinitely. That's not even how this happens. It happens one choice at a time. So you don't need to worry about tomorrow or next week or next month. It literally happens one choice at a time. So if you are capable of making one good choice, if you are capable of being militantly on your side right now, then you can reach any goal that you have, because it doesn't happen in stretches of 4 weeks that, like, poof, I crushed it. No. It happens one choice at a time. So don't tell yourself that it's so daunting and it's so overwhelming. It only happens one choice at a time. So make a good freaking choice. And then if you lose yourself, bring it right back. There is nobody that has control over this journey except for you. And if you get on your own team, there is nothing you can't do. Work harder on yourself than you do on anything else. Work harder on yourself than you do on the little things that don't matter, that suck up all your time. Spend more time invested in you than you spend invested in Facebook. Be on your own team. And when you get on your side, there's nothing that you can't do. Absolutely nothing. For those of you that are new to the show, you're going to think it's really weird that we're about to segue into what I ate yesterday, but that's how we wrap up these shows. So what I ate yesterday, a couple of days ago, I ate a ton of food. So yesterday, I just didn't need to eat as much because I had pretty much eaten, a good couple of days worth of food one day before that. So midway through the day, I had Brussels sprouts with eggs, just a really simple scramble with literally just Brussels sprouts and eggs and salt. Then after a workout, I had some hormone-free Greek yogurt that I added some raw cacao powder, which is like chocolate, basically like unsweetened chocolate powder in there. And then dinner was more Brussels sprouts. And then I made some chicken thighs, sauteed them in a pan with sun-dried tomatoes and basil. It was excellent. It's what I'm having for lunch leftovers later. I can smell it. Smells amazing. But anyway, that is what I ate yesterday. I want to remind you guys, be militantly on your own side. Talk to you later. Are you ready to move beyond listening and learning and really change your life? Really live into your highest potential instead of just wishing for it and hoping something clicks? I want to do that with you. And that's why this fall, I'm hosting the first ever Primal Potential Women's Transformation Weekend, Ascend, in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th. It will be a small group, but you can get your ticket and learn all the details at primalpotential.com/ascend or by listening to episode 203 of the Primal Potential podcast. here's what I know. Ascend will change your life, and I would love to have you join me. See you this fall.